I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of both the Puck and Write Chicago podcast, as well as the first episode of the Friday show, which is on Second City Hockey. This is where you're listening to it, either on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. This is actually our first episode of this new show that we are putting out on our podcast networks, basically talking to hockey players all over the place, also talking to media members, coaches, all that stuff. So our first interview is with Dominic Mersch. He is a player at the University of Wisconsin, a freshman from the Chicagoland area. So it's really awesome to have you on the podcast here. How are you doing today, Dominic?
Good. Just up here in Madison now, so excited to be talking with you.
Yeah. So, just to get started, just a little bit of background on you. So how long have you kind of been playing hockey? Where did that all start for you?
Well, I grew up in Park Ridge, Illinois. My dad and older brother, Mike, who is with the Dallas Stars organization now, they both play. My dad played professionally in the, IHL, and then my brother went to, University of Wisconsin, and then has had a professional career as well. So I guess just trying to follow in their footsteps and learning from them. I got interested in the game from them, and I started off playing in Park Ridge for the Park Ridge Express, and then went on to play AAA hockey in the Chicago area for CYA and Chicago Mission, and then went down to Lincoln, Nebraska to play 3 years of junior hockey in the USHL. And now I just finished my first year, my freshman year at the University of Wisconsin.
So you said that your family is really big into hockey. And it's funny, we've been following your brother too, especially playing at the NHL level, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. But kind of growing up with your dad and also with your brother, what kind of influence did that have on your game? Was it something that made you a little more competitive? You always wanted to be better considering that he was older. How did that kind of influence you there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're best friends, but at the same time, we're both competitors, and he's taught me a lot for sure. I mean, I take everything I can get from him. He's been, you know, through it all when it comes to hockey. So I take all the advice I can get from him. And then I guess it's just shaped my game a little bit. I've learned a lot from him, like I've said. And then also I've tried to compete with him, kind of like you've said, and I guess try and follow in his footsteps and take all the advice I can get and, you know, try and put that to use.
So who's better, you or your brother?
I think you'll have to ask someone else for that. But, you know, we're both great players. We both work extremely hard. So, you know, we get to train together a good amount in the summertime. So we both push each other, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. So how did you know, at what point did you know, or has it hit you yet that you kind of want, like what point were you kind of sitting down and you said, okay, I kind of think I want to do this. Like I want to go play junior. I want to go play at a higher level. Mm-hmm. I want to play at a program like Wisconsin. When did that kind of happen for you?
So my brother played at Wisconsin from, I think it was 2010 to 2014. Mm-hmm. So I think seeing what college hockey did for him and how much fun he had with it, kind of pushed me towards saying, hey, I kind of want to, you know, whether it was at Wisconsin or not, I kind of want to do this too. And, I, you know, kind of put it to work and then probably around, I was like 15 or 16, kind of started to become more of a reality, started talking to a few schools and got some interest from junior teams and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool and exciting. And then it made me want to work even harder. So I think around 14, 15, 16, it kind of became more of a reality. Mm-hmm. But from a younger age, seeing my brother go through it, I kind of always had a feeling I wanted to do it as well.
Yeah. So you did mention that you are just finished up your freshman year at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about being a student athlete and just either a student or an athlete? What's your favorite part about mm-hmm. the school and your whole experience so far?
Oh, I love it here in Madison. It's so much fun. It's hard not to love this place. Between two lakes, it's unbelievable. Just being able to have the opportunity to go to school here alone is an awesome experience. And then adding hockey into the mix, it makes it even better. Like I said, I watched games here when I was younger. And so being able to go out on the ice at the Kohl Center is extremely special. And it's a lot of fun and something I dreamt of as a little kid. So to do it's really special. And, you know, all the my teammates here and the guys are awesome. And the coaching staff's great. So it's a lot of fun to be a part of. And you know, the athletic experience with, you know, the football team, the basketball team and other various sports, they're all, you know, really good. So, it makes it a lot of fun, you know, having that connection with other student athletes on campus.
Yeah. So you did mention your team, and having that experience with a bunch of your teammates, and you do have a couple teammates, like Keandre Miller and Josh S that mm-hmm. have been drafted, to NHL mm-hmm. teams, Keandre Miller with the Rangers and then Josh S with the Chicago Blackhawks actually. And then you got two other guys that are committed that are going through the draft actually this weekend, Turcotte mm-hmm. and Lindmark. So just kind of the ones that you've played with, what are they like as teammates on and off the ice? Like, it's kind of cool being able to, you know, rub shoulders with people that are going to be in the NHL one day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being here, every player is extremely talented and has earned the right to be here. So it's really cool playing here with those guys, especially guys you named, you know, Keandre and Josh. They both are really talented and work extremely hard. Really nice kids off the ice too. They're a lot of fun. And, you know, we hang out and, you know, go golf or hang out by the pool or whatever in the summertime when we can. And those guys are awesome. And then the guys who are coming in now as freshmen, Lindmark and Turcotte, they're both really talented and great kids. So I've got to know them over the last few weeks on a personal level, like as they've come for summer school and stuff. Now they're heading off to the draft, which is super exciting for them. And, you know, we're all excited for them too. You know, we're a band of brothers here and it's a lot of fun. So getting to know those guys and play with them and share this college experience with them is pretty cool.
Yeah. And, so one of our contributors, Brandon, he's big mm-hmm. on college hockey, big on junior hockey. One of his specific questions, and this kind of leads into it, what is strength training like with Snyder and, kind of what is it like living up in Madison for the summer and training and going through all of that in the off season for you?
Oh, it's awesome. I love it here. Especially in the summer. I mean, just talking about Madison, it's like I said earlier, I think, it's right in between two lakes, so we get that kind of experience, and the weather's similar to Chicago area, so it's warm during the summertime. And then training with Jim Snyder, he's super smart, and it's great to have the whole team, most of the whole team. There's a few European guys that aren't here, but Mostly the whole team is here, so we all get to connect with the incoming freshmen and stay close over the summer, whereas some teams don't have that luxury of staying in touch and staying connected over the summer.
It's
pretty cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and Snides does a pretty good job of whipping us into shape. So
yeah,
to answer Brandon's question.
Yes, he's very specific about his questions, and he knows a ton about Wisconsin. So that was one that he was like, make sure you ask him about it, because it's pretty awesome. So another one. So what was it like? This is more of like a game experience, but what was it like to play at the United Center versus Notre Dame after the Hawks played the Caps? It's quite a time, right?
Yeah, you could say that. It was probably my favorite experience of my freshman year. I got to go to various playoff games and stuff. I was lucky enough to go to during that 6-year run where they won 3 cups. So getting to step onto the ice and be down by the locker room area, it was pretty special. And then I was lucky enough to score our first goal. So I had a lot of family and friends there to share that moment with. It was hearing that my name over the loudspeaker, I was like, holy moly, this is pretty crazy. And it was just an awesome experience. And we ended up losing in overtime, but it was a great game. And I think we all had fun with it and really enjoyed the experience.
So going off of that too, assuming you grew up in Park Ridge, which is a northern suburb of Chicago, grew up a Blackhawks fan?
Yeah, you'd say? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved watching games and going to games. So I grew up a huge Blackhawks fan.
So who was your favorite player growing up? Did you have one specific guy?
I had like three guys. At first, it was probably Martin Havlat towards when the Hawks started to really turn on and get good. And then I kind of went over to Marian Hossa. And then I loved Dustin Byfuglien as well when they started that run.
Oh, yeah.
And then obviously Jonathan Toews is pretty cool too. He's a great leader and unbelievable player. So
do you still watch? Do you still have time to watch him? Did you watch him this past season? Not the best of seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I caught games whenever I could. We have the NHL Network here, watch all the highlights and stuff like that. So I caught as much as I could. I think they're a really strong team going forward. And I think having the third overall pick is going to be pretty cool for them and cool for the city as well.
Yeah. And actually Turcotte is pretty high on their radar there. So that'd be pretty cool if, he's going to Wisconsin, got drafted to Chicago Blackhawks, played super local. So that's really good. But a couple of players that you mentioned are extremely good players, like Hossa and Toews and all of them.
Yeah.
Do you have a current NHL player? Doesn't have to be on the Blackhawks, but a current NHL player that you kind of model your game after, or you like to take after in your game?
Trying to think. I mean, I love Tom Wilson of the Washington Capitals. Not many people love him, but
controversial.
He's real fit. Yeah, he's real physical. Does step over the line every once in a while, but sometimes that happens in hockey. He can play up and down in the lineup. He can score. I believe he's on their power play. So he's kind of a do-it-all guy and is a big, strong power forward. So I like his type of play. Looking at the Stanley Cup final, guy like Pat Maroon, who won the Cup of the Blues this year, he's another power forward type of guy. Those type of players who are strong and can contribute up and down the lineup is something I try to model my game after.
And so kind of going off of that, what can people expect if people have never seen Big Ten hockey, if people have never seen UW hockey, what can they kind of expect from your game and then also the team game that you guys like to play up there?
Yeah, talking about our team, we're really fast. Really, we like to push the pace and score goals, and at the same time, shut them down. And I think the best way we talk about it is best way of shutting them down is keeping the puck and possessing the puck. So, I think we're a really exciting team. Last year, we were a little young. This year, looking forward, we pretty much have everyone returning besides our seniors and a great incoming freshman class. So it's going to be a really exciting year for our team. And then talking about my game, I'm a pretty hard-nosed player. Like to get to the front of the net, in the corners, play physical, and gain some energy through for my team, you know, with maybe a couple big open ice hits or something like that. And then also just a smart player who plays strong defensively and makes the right plays in the offensive zone.
Yeah, so you guys actually, your regular season, does it start October?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we start off on the East Coast against Boston College and Merrimack.
Yeah, so for those for those out there that have never seen Big Ten hockey, just on a general scale, or college hockey in general, because college hockey is pretty intense in a lot of different places. Why do you think fans should tune into college hockey or tune into Big Ten hockey?
Well, being a part of the Big Ten and I guess college hockey in general, it was really action packed. Every team is pretty competitive. There's not a team that really trails behind, where you see maybe some basketball games in the NCAA or pro, where some teams just aren't able to keep up with, you know, the higher level teams. Whereas in college hockey, I think, you know, every team has a chance to win that night. And Big Ten hockey, there was, I think, four of the top 15 teams, I want to say, last year. So, you know, a lot of good teams, obviously, in the conference, and it makes it pretty competitive throughout the conference each game.
Yeah, and I think there's a commercial out there that's sponsored by college hockey or something with college hockey that basically, like, over, I think it's over 80% or 85% of players that play college hockey are in the NHL, which is a pretty cool statistic. And there's a lot of guys like Johnny Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau of the Calgary Flames, Kevin Hayes, a lot of those guys played college hockey, which is pretty cool to see them playing in the NHL now, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And seeing their success too makes you want to play other guys play college hockey too, which is pretty cool. You know, sometimes those higher level guys look for a faster route to the NHL or something, but seeing those guys like be all stars at that NHL level is pretty cool. So it makes you want to play college hockey even more.
Yeah, totally. So other than hockey, do you have a major at UW? Do you know what you're studying and like a backup plan in case anything goes astray?
Yeah. I'm studying personal finance right now. Not sure exactly where I want to go with it, but I do like the idea of like investments and money and stuff like that. So it's, I took my first year with some classes with that and it was pretty interesting and still have some time to learn with it and grow with it. But that was kind of my idea of, you know, hopefully hockey does work out, but after hockey, kind of take that towards a career.
Yeah. And kind of to wrap it all up, the last thing, what's your ideal future? What does it look like through however many years you want to stay at Wisconsin? Do you want to try and play pro? Anything along that lines, what would kind of be the ideal path for you?
Yeah, I think growing up, I've always dreamt of playing professional hockey. So being at Wisconsin, I think it gives me the best opportunity to do that. So, you know, I want to try and get my degree here, whether if I'm lucky enough to maybe leave after 3 years or 4 years, whatever that may be. I would love to, you know, go on and play pro hockey for as long as I can. And take that and have fun with it, enjoy it, and then you know, live life after that.
Yeah, well, that's pretty awesome, and it's good to have that plan B, and it's good to always know that, you know, you can go back and get your degree, you can finish your degree, but with a school like Wisconsin and the program that you're playing in, it's pretty prestigious. And a lot of big name guys came out of there.
Exactly.
Joe Pavelski and, you know, Adam Burrish, who won a cup with the Blackhawks. There's a lot of guys, Ryan McDonough, that have come out of that program. So it's pretty cool to see that you're doing so well. Hopefully your next year goes really well, too. And, it's been awesome talking to you. Thank you for all your time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that does it for the first edition of the Friday Show on the Second City Hockey Podcast through SB Nation. We hope you enjoyed this one. If you have any comments, anything else you'd like to ask, leave it down below, and we'll go back to you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.